This morning, we have Leonard Cooper Smith, head of school with Christ Church Episcopal School.
Good morning, Dr. Cooper Smith. Before we begin, I need to read the following statement.
A Christian Wershoals Whitmire, all but one of those offer football. I mean, if we're trying to get this so it's not the laughing stock of our league, to where you had somebody who didn't win a doggone game in a region last year make the playoffs. So is that a clarification, a point of clarification, or is that just my misconception? I mean, is that just my perception of that? I mean, would that be a case?
There's a lot of things that you had to take into consideration. One is that we explored the opportunities of placing schools in the region of classification per sport. But there's others that that the membership actually shared an agreement. So one of the things that we did look at is football and making sure that, because that's the hardest sport that you probably can find context for, and try to create regions that kind of meet those numbers. So it becomes part of a moving target. I don't dispute the fact that she spoke with somebody on the guidelines committee. I dispute the fact that that was not the directive that was given to us, that it said that we would follow the numbers exclusively. So I dispute that. But the fact that she spoke with somebody, I won't dispute that. The process we followed didn't take place within a day, or within an hour, or within a week. We began the process back in November when we had preliminary numbers just to kind of start figuring out what it could possibly look like. So that when we got the other numbers, we figured out what we can move. The process, the thought, the comment that they didn't want Christ Church in 1A, that comment was never made to the staff. And if it was, the staff did not make them aware. And if the staff had adhered to that, then no, they will no longer be staff members. We do not operate in that way. So no time was it stated to us that Christ Church is not being 1A. Now, I don't dispute that somebody said that. I'm just telling you that it was never brought to our attention, and my staff has not made me aware of it. And again, we can take the litmus test now and ask them if they've heard that. Because if that's the case, then they're right. We're not being treated equally. But we took what we had and the guidelines that was permitted to us and tried to create the best realignment that we could. If there's a better plan, there is. Well, I don't get involved with defending many things. If it's eligibility and the kid becoming eligible, I don't. The rule is there, and it speaks to it. But when the body is asked, the staff, to take on this task, and the membership agrees to allow this staff to take on the task, and we take on the task to give any implication that we will do it with some type of prejudice or have some issue that we're trying to treat somebody differently, it's an indictment on myself and my staff. I'm telling you, we did it the best way we possibly could with the information that we had and the guidelines that we had. We sat in those guidelines committee, and we answered questions, and we asked questions as to, does this mean this? Because here are the challenges if you do this. And one of the things was, do we follow the numbers completely, straight down the line? You realize once we do that, geographic gets to be a trap. I mean, geographic gets to be a challenge. That's when they say, well, let's have the window of being able to move four schools up or four schools down. That's what we took advantage of. And we created the best that we possibly can. So if there's a challenge to a school that you think that we, if you want to know why we place them where, we're prepared to answer that. That goes without question. It's never been asked before. Let me clear it up. Earlier in the appeals, it says, nobody explained to me how the 45 ADM worked. Nobody ever asked the league how the 45 ADM worked. Says, nobody explained to me how do we get in this class, how do we get placed in this class. It was never asked of this league, how do we get in this class. So how do we know to give you an answer to a question that we didn't even know that you had a question about? But yet, the first time it comes up is when it goes before the committee that these things were done. So, again, I don't speak to many things. But when it talks about the things that we've been asked to do, I don't have a problem with it being questioned, but the given insinuation that we tried to do it differently with some form of prejudice or malice on it, I take that as an indictment. And I don't think that's fair. I truly don't think it's fair. So, again, if there's a question of how, who got where, we're prepared to explain it. If that's what the, if the member, if the committee wants to know that, we're prepared to explain that.
I'll jump out and say that I don't think that there was an intent to indict the indict staff personally, but I can't sit in here and hear a alternate point and just ignore it.
Absolutely.
Because I sit in the same type of position you sit in, and oftentimes I'm asked questions that I'm not prepared to answer. But when asked those questions, I need to be able to formulate an answer. And give some sort of rhyme or reason or justification. And if I don't know, I simply say, you know what, I don't know. That may be something I need to look into. So we've been presented with an alternate point of view in an appeal. That's what this is. This is not something that's just we're just supposed to listen and then say, okay, we agree with what the committee previously to us have done. We need to listen to the appeals wholeheartedly and take facts into consideration. She's presented a fact that is hard for me to skirt around, which is there are schools that are small, that are larger than her school, that have been placed in
a lower
classification. Right. I've asked the question to give an example of those schools and what's the qualification or the criteria we use to place those schools. I get the +4, -4. I understand that, but there's a criteria that we use to decide what the +4, -4 is. The only response, I mean, what I've gotten thus far is geographically friendly. So then can I apply the geographically friendly litmus test to the schools that have been placed in the smaller region? On the first application of that geographically friendly litmus test, it fails because C.A. Johnson now is traveling more. So it's not geographically friendly for C.A. Johnson to be moved. Now, if we want to go through each and every one of the schools to see if there's geographically that geographic friendly litmus test passes, then fine. If it's 3 of the 5, great. Then it will apply. But if it's 0 for 5,
absolutely, you're correct.
If it's 0 for 5, then we have to go back and say there must be some other decision that was made to determine when or which schools were going to be moved. We would have to do that. And I don't know what that is. So I'm just asking.
We're prepared to explain it.
I have the numbers.
And that's what the question. We're prepared to explain it. It's more than just geographically friendly. And if I misrepresented by saying that geographically friendly being the only one, there is balance of number of schools in regions,
okay.
Balance of football programs within each region. All that becomes part of it, and geographically friendly becomes part of it.
Okay.
We try to begin with geographically friendly being the most prevalent one, unless these other things can't be met. So again, we're prepared. If you said, okay, how do we decide that Christchurch is placed in this class versus this class, we're prepared to answer that. That goes without saying.
May I say something?
Not right this second.
Okay.
Just two. Go back to your question about C.A. Johnson and the number of football schools that were in that region with C.A. Johnson. How many did you say was in there? Minus C.A. Johnson.
That would be a 5-team region with football, and because a school was brought up from another region to play football for football only, so that it would make a difference.
So it would be 6.
It would be 5. That includes the 5. Football, C.A. Johnson, Great Falls, DeMar, Louisville, and Mackey.
So originally there,
5. Originally there were just 4, so they took one school out of a region that was in a close proximity to get back up there, and then that particular school would play everything else in that another region.
So it wouldn't have made sense to move Christchurch into that region because of geographics?
Well, that'd be a haul. You're going to Mackey.
It's Brown.
I believe I overheard you saying that you have the numbers for the other schools that we were talking about.
I do have the numbers for the other schools. I also have the number of football teams in each region. Just As it currently stands, Region 1 is 6 football schools, Region 2 is 5, Region 3 is 8, Region 4 is 5, Region 5 is 5, Region 6 is 5, and Region 7 is 6.
2A.
No, this is 1A. 1A. So there's not balance. But I do have, it's not in meet form, so I can...
I want to stop you there, but there is balance in upper and lower state because there's three in the upper state and 4 in the lower state. So you got to look at that, too. It's not 8. It's not 8. So
where is the upper state, lower state break for?
1, 2, 3 is upper state, correct?
4, 5, 6, and 7. So lower. There's not, so I'm seeing 19 and 21 is the balance?
Upper and lower, that could be the case, yes.
Upper and lower. But 3 of the schools were lower state schools put in for football. We're looking for balance in football. The mileage. Did you say 1, 2, 3 for upper state? So?
1, 2, 3 is upper state.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that would be, if I'm doing that correctly, quickly. Yes. The other distances, I didn't notice a huge discrepancy. I was really looking for the mileage over the 60-mile limit per region opponents, if that makes sense.
But
I can give you the other mileage.
You did see really a discrepancy. Is that what you said?
So with 3 of the schools, let me get to, sorry, I didn't write that out. I'm trying to see, make sure I have the correct year. So there wasn't much of a change. I do think East Clarendon, you could argue, is in a similar, they have less schools in their region, but each opponent is approximately the same distance. Okay?
That's an outlier. Okay, I take that.
Let me see. St. John's. I'm just trying to find. St. John's was a 1A school, so I don't think I figured their. I didn't figure their mileage.
Okay.
What's the name? This is their current travel. But Whale Branch was another one. They were school on my notes that I shared with you. Whale Branch was school 53, so they were the last school added. And their travel jumped from 50 miles, 78 miles, 70, 65 to 43, 63, 97, 46, 62, 66, 56. But if the argument is balance in football, we're off by some in the upper state, which is where Christchurch lies, if that was a goal.
So I'd just like to comment off of that. So if we're looking, a Whale Branch.
Does everybody have a copy of this?
Yes.
We have lots of packets.
We're happy to use them.
There you go.
I have single sheets.
Schools that were bumped down?
The schools, hang on one second, that were bumped down?
C.A. Johnson.
I'm sorry, there's 5 schools.
Okay.
That is, and they're, let me get to my right sheet, sorry. It's Whale Branch,
okay.
East Clarendon, Calhoun County, St. John's, and C.A. Johnson.
Okay. Whale Branch, East Clarendon, Calhoun?
Calhoun Falls.
Calhoun County. St. John's, C.A. Johnson.
So in that street, there were two schools, Skip, St. Joe and Christ Church.
Christ Church, St. Joe's.
Right.
And that's who? It.
Just two?
Just two.
In that group.
On the 1A, 2A border, to use that term.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. The other Skip schools were Academic Magnet, Oceanside, and Bishop Ingle.
Now that everybody's got a chance to see those, the region breakdowns, any questions come from that? So class 1A has 21 upper state and 19 lower state. Three
competing schools? I'm sorry, I'm just
football schools.
The reverse of what you just said.
Anybody have a specific question about a school?
Did you come up with the 1921?
Yes,
I'm just clarifying. Okay,
yes,
I want to make sure.
So just for clarification, you did not find a real discrepancy at the moment of what you on your travel piece?
I did with two schools. One school, I did not.
Okay, but two schools, okay.
Two schools had over the 30, the 60 mile per region.
And one of those was Well Branch, and who was the other?
C.A. Johnson.
Okay.
And how many total schools are we looking at?
Five or still.
What about the other two?
So I looked at the mileage, that's why I said with East Clarendon, they went to a smaller region, but travel was similar. St. John's, I didn't really look at, to be honest, because they were a 1A school to begin with. They were a 1A school last year. They just grew in enrollment. And then Calhoun County, I can give you, they were at 41, 7, 3, I'm sorry, erase what I just said. They were at 41, 38, 41, 35, and they're now at 46, 36, 34, 20, 58, 37, 47. So they're a larger region too. I mean, they're...
Their greatest distance is greater than they had before, 57.
Other questions? Hearing no questions, this time I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
Make a motion to uphold the executive committee from class 1A and 2A's decision to deny their appeal.
We have a motion on the floor to uphold executive committee from 2A and 1A's decision to keep Christchurch in their current position. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second on the floor to uphold the 2A and 1A's executive committee's decision to keep Christchurch in their current placement. This time I'll open the floor for discussion.
I made that motion because even looking at the breakdowns, the movement of C.A. Johnson, things like that, I don't feel like the league abused their authority and the criteria that they were given with the reclassification, realignment. With the four above, four minus, as well as trying to also place schools in class 1A so they could have their own championships, have enough schools, as well as the integrity of the playoffs with schools going and making playoffs with no region wins, things like that, to make sure to ensure that we had enough schools in the regions to have a competitive playoff system. And I don't feel that moving Christchurch to that region would benefit them at all with travel. It would be a more hindrance with their travel as less of a hindrance for C.A. Johnson.
Other discussion? Yes, sir.
Yeah. I think also just put on a clarification in just a statement purposes, I support the motion. I do question. I'm glad we got some clarification on additional qualifications or criteria that are looked at beyond geographical location or geographical friendliness, given that we have the plus and minus. I think it's always important that there's always a sense of transparency that we can help our members see or dispel any notion that they may be being unfairly treated. And I think it's also important for us to explore those things so that they can at least walk out understanding that those concerns were heard and were always taken seriously. We don't want any members of our league to ever feel as if they are being singled out because of agreement or disagreement. Or whether or not they should be participating in competitive athletic events, sports, and tradition, I mean, in our state. But not seeing and understanding that there are other parts, and it doesn't look based on this the other couple of schools that they showed, everyone doesn't fit that geographically friendly mark. So I'm confident and comfortable with the actions of the staff and the committee, and that's all I was asking for was evidence to support that position.
Thank you. Second came just echoing the same thing. These are outlier schools when you start getting into the rural components, and for that, the geographical piece. I'm glad it was implemented, and that's the argument that I'm really hearing today and basing my decision off of. With the window of opportunity, I believe the league utilized the criteria and did not abuse their powers in terms of putting the classifications together.
Any other comments for discussion? Yes, sir.
I would just like to make a comment. Going through all the realignment process and any classification bracketing, there's always people you can call and ask questions, whoever's in charge. And when you have some doubts about any process or procedure, it's always best to contact that person, and if you have a question about where you are or how you get into that position, I'm feel pretty confident that that answer would be answered. And that's my comment.
Any other comments? Discussion. Okay, we have a motion on the floor to uphold the 1A and 2A Executive Committee's decision to keep Christchurch in their current placement. We have a second. Last call for discussion. All those in favor of the motion, please raise your right hand.
Please raise hands high. Twelve.
Opposed.
Four.
Dr. Cooper-Smith, at this time, that means the appeal has failed. If you wish to appeal to the appellate panel, please notify the commissioner in writing within 24 hours so they can schedule that hearing.
Thank you, Mr. Hall.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you all.
Thank you.